Proclamation number 4166 of 14th of November, 1947. Act of forgiveness of sins. Jesus Christ as Redeemer. The act of forgiveness of sins can also only be regarded as a ceremony if the spiritual prerequisites for the forgiveness of the guilt of sin are lacking. If the human being feels sinful and carries his guilt of sin to God, if he sincerely repents of his sins and asks God for forgiveness, his sin will also be forgiven by God, and for the sake of Jesus Christ the guilt will be remitted, because the human being Jesus died on the cross for the purpose that the guilt of sin of all humanity of the past, present and future was redeemed. And so the first prerequisite for the forgiveness of sin is faith in the redemptive work of Christ and the will to belong to those who have been redeemed from their guilt of sin through the blood of Christ. Sincere repentance towards God, and thus the realization of having transgressed against God through sin, of having violated His commandment of love, is a further prerequisite that justifies the act of forgiveness of sin. A person can indeed express repentance with words, while his heart is not touched. Thus he does not suffer under the pressure of his sins, and thus does not realize how seriously he has transgressed against God and His commandments. Then the guilt of sin cannot be taken away from him either. Then he remains afflicted with his sin, 13th of the 11th, 1947. Until he is aware of his guilt and it presses him, so that he appeals to God for forgiveness. However, the human being has no reason to mention his sins to his fellow human beings. 14th of the 11th, 1947. It is true that this is one thing in itself, that he practices humility by openly confessing his weaknesses and faults. But this open confession to a person has nothing to do with the forgiveness of his sins. Whose sins you forgive, are forgiven them. And whose sins you retain, are retained. You cite these words of Jesus as a reason, but you do not consider that Jesus spoke to his disciples, to those who had attained a spiritual maturity through their way of life, which made them clairvoyant and clear-hearing. Furthermore, Jesus spoke of the sins whose consequences were physically visible and occasioned the sinners to seek help, i.e., averting their suffering, from the disciples whom they recognized as great men of God. From this arose the act of general forgiveness of sins after the confession of sins to a person, which, however, is again only to be regarded as a transformation of Christ's teaching, as a deception insofar as people mostly believe, make, the forgiveness of their sins dependent on the confession of them. But this confession often becomes a formal matter, whereas deep inner repentance, the confession of guilt against God and detestation of sin and the earnest desire to amend one's life only faintly touch the human heart. But the forgiveness of sins is dependent on this alone. This inner confession of guilt must be made to God. No mediator is necessary for this, and thus a recular confession is once again only a commandment added by people to Christ's teaching, which, however, is extremely well observed but contradicts God's will, who wants to have every outwardness replaced by true inner devotion to God, by completely spiritual experience and living out His commandments. For every outwardness is a great danger for people, that they observe themselves too little, that they only make the humanly added requirements their concern and thereby become shallow and lukewarm in their work on their souls. For people's spiritual decline proves that the will to detest sin, which is the result of profound repentance, does not exist or has not become an act, which would absolutely be the case if the act of forgiveness of sin had not been given such a form but was always only an inner concern of each individual. Then the human being would educate himself to an improved way of life, if only he were of good will. But in this way even the willing become lukewarm and indifferent through false teachings and presentations of the forgiveness of sins, which is not intended by God as it is presented to people. Only true inwardness is of value before God, and every external form does not please him and therefore does not meet his approval. Amen.